Radio 1.
Auch an diesem Montagabend gibt es fantastische Live-Musik wie jeden Abend heute von einem Künstler aus England, der dort zunächst was ganz anderes vorhatte. Er wollte nämlich Sportler werden und hat sogar Sport studiert, bis seine Mutter ihn zu Weihnachten mal so eine kaputte Second-Hand-Gitarre geschenkt hat, die man so in den Strumpf steckt. Also so geht die Geschichte, so geht die Legende. Und das war der Moment, wo er gedacht hat, okay, damit kann ich doch vielleicht was anfangen. Und es war wirklich so eine Art Turning Point. Dann hat er angefangen, Musik zu machen und mit dem Resultat, also er hat sehr eine lange Karriere gemacht, aber jetzt kommt nun endlich eine Platte raus, die heißt Scars, Ghosts and Glory, kommt im Sommer raus und erzählt eigentlich das, was sein Leben geprägt hat, nämlich alles das, was dazugehörte, Schatten und Licht, Schmerz und Genesung und Verzweiflung und Hoffnung. Das ist also sein Debütalbum, das im Sommer erscheinen wird und er ist jetzt schon erschienen. Welcome, Vince Freeman.
Hi.
So, welcome to Berlin.
Thank you.
How's your German?
Absolutely terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, so I do try to translate something.
I lived in France for about 4 years.
Okay,
That doesn't help.
Doesn't help at all, no. Nein, also er hat eine Weile in Frankreich gelebt, sein Deutschland ist schrecklich. Naja, und deswegen werden wir dieses Interview in Englisch führen und ich werde ein bisschen übersetzen. So I just told the story, I don't know if it's true, about that broken second-hand guitar your mother gave you
yes.
at Christmas. Also die Geschichte stimmt mit der kaputten Gitarre. So
it sounds like a story, but
yeah,
it was absolutely true. I was young, dumb, and just loved sport, but I was very, very frustrated as a teenager, and okay. I didn't know why. And
like every teenager.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But I didn't have an outlet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum gave me this guitar, this broken guitar. She didn't have time to wrap it
mm-hmm.
because she was working nights in a factory and her friend gave it to her and said, you know, give this to your son. And I was like, and, you know, so it came in a bin liner. I don't know whether that translates in Germany.
Me neither.
a great big plastic bag.
Ah ja, okay, I understand. Also die Geschichte ist tatsächlich so, er war ein sehr trauriger Teenager und so wie jeder Teenager irgendwie traurig ist und er hat zwar Sport geliebt, aber irgendwie hatte er keinen, also es ging ihm nicht gut. Und dann hat seine Mutter ihm diese Gitarre in einem Plastikbeutel, sie hatte keine Möglichkeit, die noch zu flicken, weil sie auch so viel gearbeitet hat in der Fabrik und so kam es. Also diese Gitarre in seine Hände, and that was a turning point in a way.
Yes. Yeah, so. For sure. I mean, I didn't leave my room for 4 days. I was just trying to figure out this thing
mm-hmm.
that was broken. It only had 5 strings. There's 6 on a guitar, by the way. And it only had 5. And I was like, I'll figure it out. And then I wrote about 25 to 30 really terrible songs in mm-hmm. the first 6 months.
So many.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of found it was... I didn't realize how much I wanted to say. I didn't realize how much I needed to get out. And it wasn't that I wanted to talk to the world. It was just, you know, me in my bedroom with yeah. a guitar. But,
ja, also er hat sich danach mit dieser kaputten Gitarre, die nur 5 Saiten hatte, normalerweise hat eine 6, aber die hatte eben nur 5, in sein Zimmer zurückgezogen und kam 5 Tage nicht mehr raus und hat 25 bis 30 Songs gespielt oder geschrieben. Und das sollte gar nicht in die Welt hinaus, sondern das war im Prinzip wie kind of an epiphany, also wie eine Erleuchtung, die er da vielleicht auch hatte oder so. I don't know, epiphany.
Yeah, I guess, for me, I feel like looking back at my whole career, I feel like I've spent most of my adult life trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think that most people, you know, I think it's okay if you're, you know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s or 80s and you're still trying to figure it out.
Yes.
But for me, you know, the epiphany moment for me was realizing that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
To be figuring it out.
And yeah.
Up until that point, I kind of felt like I absolutely needed to fit in. I absolutely needed to be doing something that was socially acceptable or, you know, would garner the praise of my parents, you know. And actually, it's just okay to be, you know, trying to figure it out along the way.
Ja, also er hat den Sinn des Lebens erkannt. Man mag es Epiphanie, also Erleuchtung nennen oder auch nicht. Letztlich geht es doch darum, etwas herauszufinden. Und das ist der Weg. Also das ist das Ziel, etwas herauszufinden. Auf diesem Weg kann man sich begeben mit 50, 60, 70 und manche schaffen es mit 80 noch nicht. Das ist egal. Man kann immer daran arbeiten, etwas herauszufinden. Und er hatte das Gefühl, immer irgendwo reinpassen zu müssen und Erwartungen erfüllen zu müssen. Und das spielte irgendwann keine Rolle mehr, als er das begriffen hat. So now, we have this album. And I think Scars, Ghosts and Glory that are... three words that have very much, and yes, every album is a personal thing, but this one is kind of a healing process as well. Also yeah, this album is
I guess so. I mean, this album's, you know, for me is about acceptance, resilience. Mm-hmm. The next one will be about defiance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, Scars, Ghosts and Glory, it's kind of, I think people go through life and they pick up, you know, they pick up marks, whether they're physical or emotional, as they go along. You know, ghosts for me are the, you know, are the lost loves, are the, mm-hmm. you know, those kind of, oh, I wonder what if, you know. And the glory is not actually about, yes, I've done it. It's not about the trophy at the end of the day. It's about all the little things, all the little wins that you have along the way. You might wake up and have a half decent coffee mm-hmm. in the morning. That's the glory. Mm-hmm. And for me, Scars, Ghosts and Glory is, you know, this is the album that I didn't think I would get to make, because I lost 10 years from, you know, back problems and operations and this, that and the other, which meant I couldn't tour. And also, you know, albums cost a lot of money, for those of you who don't know. They cost a huge amount of money. And, you know, I've been given, you know, just this wonderful opportunity to create something that, I mean, I don't know how far this will go, but I can definitely say that I wouldn't change a note. And it's something that I believe that my kids will listen to and say, oh, my dad did that.
Okay. So. Ja, also dieses Album ist natürlich wie jedes Album eines Künstlers oder jedes Werk, das ein Künstler oder eine Künstlerin erschafft, etwas sehr Persönliches. Bei ihm, also diese drei Begriffe, Scars, Ghosts und Glories, stehen natürlich für etwas. Sie stehen für Verwundungen, für, also die Scars, die Narben, die man davonträgt im Laufe eines Lebens. Es sind keine konkreten Geschichten, sondern wir werden begleitet durch genau diese Erlebnisse, die wir haben. Wir tragen Narben davon. Wir verlieren Lieben, wir haben, also das sind die Geister, die verlassenen oder die vergessenen Lieben oder die Lieben, die vorübergegangen sind. Und Glory ist nicht der Ruhm oder diese glanzvollen Momente, sondern es sind die vielen kleinen Momente, die unser Leben eben auch so lebenswert machen. Das ist das, was er erzählen will auf dieser Platte. Und er hat 10 Jahre wirklich verloren. Er war sehr krank mit seinem Rücken und also hatte schwere Operationen. Und auch das ist ein Album, was so eine Art, ja, wie sagt man, Resilienz dokumentiert. Also das ist ein ganz wichtiger Punkt, was auch immer daraus werden wird. Eine Platte zu machen ist sehr, sehr teuer. Aber diese Platte in die Welt zu bringen, zu der dann irgendwie seine Kinder sagen, das hat mein Dad gemacht, das ist das, was ich gemacht habe, das ist ihm sehr viel wert. So that's very wonderful, it's a wonderful story, and thank you for that music. You call it Heavy Soul.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, for me, it's just me tonight with my bass player Hugh over there.
Yeah.
But hopefully towards the autumn, I'm going to come back with the full 6-piece band. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of Heavy Soul with chaos.
Okay.
but the actual album, you know, is very, very much kind of Heavy Soul. It has influences of, you know, Sam Cooke, you know, Sun City, all those kind of like mm-hmm. old school, you know, great big vocals with, you know, with beautiful strings, and but also with elements of, you know, old school hip hop, you know, NERD, Dre, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's, it, I guess it's the palette of my whole life growing up. you know.
Ja. Also dieses Album reflektiert, spiegelt wieder, was er auch an musikalischen Einflüssen aufgesogen hat in der Zeit seiner Karriere. Also Sam Cooke kommt vor, also Oldschool, Hip-Hop ist drin, es sind alle möglichen Einflüsse. Er ist heute mit seinem Bassisten hier, kommt aber wahrscheinlich im Herbst wieder für ein Konzert dann mit seiner sechsköpfigen Band, und das ist dann wirklich das Heavy Soul mit Chaos, das, was er auf die Bühne bringt. Und die Platte ist toll. Sie, die Sie hier sind, können Sie mitnehmen. Es gibt eine Version, wo alle Singles drauf sind. Einfach so. Sie, die Sie nicht hier sind, können dann zum Konzert kommen und sich das Album kaufen, wenn es im Sommer rauskommt. It's great to have you here, Vince Freeman. Und er ist eigens nach Berlin gekommen, aus England, um heute hier live zu spielen. Viel Spaß mit Vince Freeman.
How many more days can you hold out? How much longer can you wait to see it? There was a time I thought I could answer, but my tongue gets tired, my thoughts drift away. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sun is shining, shine down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I'm alive and I'm feeling fine. All of those simple thoughts, all of those peaceful dreams, shed a light we're living. But it's the simple thing, not expectation, make a life we're living. I'm alive and I'm feeling fine.
Thank you.
So you'll have to wait for the deluxe album later in the year for this one. Strangely, this is my first I guess kind of hit in Germany. This went number two with a guy called Chris Schumer from The Voice. Voice Germany. It's called The Singer.
I loved you for so long, but I was unsettled by you. You always had another way seeing the truth. I swear to you I tried, but I couldn't change my ways. I'm biting the bullet and I'm trying to say, hey, that I would never be anyone else but me, even if it means I'm alone. 'Cause I am a singer, there's a voice in my soul, tells me when to let go, when to hold. I'll sing till the silence comes. I was fooling myself, I was going to replace a dream with reality. What I got to face is that I would never be anyone else for me, even if it means I'm alone, 'cause I am a sinner. There's a voice in my soul knows I could never be what you needed the most, 'cause I am a singer. It can't be enough, and I'll sing until the silence comes. When the silence comes, when the silence comes, no need to lie anymore, I'm not on the run. When the silence comes, when the silence comes, no need to wait anymore, it's already begun. I am a singer. There's a voice in my soul that tells me when to let go and when to hold. 'Cause I am a singer. It can't be undone, and I'll sing till the silence comes. Thank you.
Vince Freeman, thank you very much. Wir haben Besuch aus England von Vince Freeman, der eine lange Karriere schon hat und jetzt aber im Sommer sein erstes wirkliches Album veröffentlicht. Wir sind sehr froh, dass er heute Abend extra aus Großbritannien hergekommen ist. Scars, Ghosts and Glory, so heißt das Album. Und hier ist nochmal Vince Freeman. Thank you.
She said sometimes she don't breathe right, the mirror only shows her bones. She's been talking with ghosts of her whole life, only shadows ever take her home. Yes, she knows her name, but she can't replace to the growing pains and the dumb mistakes. I see her and I feel the same. I've been down, I've been cold, loved and lost, rust and gold. I see you go through hell. You don't need to know me to know that you've been somebody's shoulder, somebody's joy. Down in the gutter, stars in the sky, somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's secret, somebody's life, somebody's father, somebody's son. Making our way out of the dark, 'cause nobody knows who we are. Ooh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh. She sees perfect wrapped in cellophane, the lies make up her walls. She's a widow forgotten and lost in the noise of it all. Yes, she knows the names, but she can't relate to the Gucci wives and the Rolex face. I see her and I feel the same. I've been down, I've been cold, loved and lost, rust and gold. I see you go through hell. You don't need to know me to know that you've been somebody's shoulder, somebody's joy. Down in the gutter, stars in the sky, somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's secret, somebody's life, somebody's father, somebody's son, running to nowhere under the gun, wondering, making a way out of the dark. Nobody knows who we are. So imagine it's Glastonbury. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try this. You're going to join in with me after one round, okay? Ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa. Now you, here we go. Somebody's shoulder, somebody's joy, down in the gutter, stars in the sky, somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's secret, somebody's life, somebody's father, somebody's son, running to nowhere under the gun, postures making a way out of the dark, 'cause nobody knows who we are. Thank you so much. Are you sure you're not in a choir? That sounded amazing. Just in the name, if I say it out loud, will it make you feel like the rain has stopped? Stopped you falling apart, stopped you falling too hard. So if I fall today, it's not you I'll blame, 'cause it's better to shoot it out, walk away. So if it's all the same to you, I'll be a ghost, someone you love once but remember most. Freedom used to be my friend, now they've gone, 'cause they all go in the end, and it's a long way down when you're looking from the top. A hard lesson learned, letting go and not falling apart. So if I fall today, it's not you I'll blame, 'cause it's better to shoot it out than walk away. So if it's all the same to you, I'll be a ghost, someone you love once but remember most. Don't try and tear us apart, 'cause we will hold tighter, won't divide in the dark, together we'll light up. Wanna stand near to you, close to you, there when you need me the most. For you I'll tear down the world, and if you ask me I won't. So if I fall today, it's not you I'll blame, 'cause it's better to shoot it out than walk away. So if it's all the same to you, I'll be a ghost, someone you loved once but remember most. Oh, someone you loved once but remember. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience. It's been an amazing first trip
to Berlin. Love this city, so cool. So if I fall today, it's not you I blame, 'cause it's better to shoot it out than walk away. So if it's all the same to you, I'll be a ghost, someone you loved once but remember most. Thank you. Good night. God bless.
Vince Freeman, thank you very much. Das war unser kleines Glastonbury Festival hier, wie er es auch empfunden hat, und ein unfassbar toll mitsingendes Publikum. Vielen Dank für Glastonbury hier in Berlin im Bikini. Vielen Dank.